Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, your friend at homeschool.com and homeschool mom of six. Join us as we keep it real and chat about the ups and downs of this amazing adventure we call the homeschool life. So grab a cup of your warm favorite and a comfy chair and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to homeschool.com's Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. We're thrilled to have you with us again, and we are excited about today's interview. I know it's summertime, and we all have vacation and the summer break and fun and enjoying the outdoors on our minds, but it really is a great time for us as homeschool parents to use a few minutes each day to kind of dig into that planning, planning our homeschool efforts for the fall, getting all our ducks in a row, if you will, figuring out maybe some things that didn't work so well last year with our homeschool efforts and improving on them and trying to make what we do in our homeschool even better for this new year. One of my favorite things to do is to take the summer to go someplace enjoyable. Maybe it's my back porch. And I start looking at all this stuff and start the planning process. And so today, our special guest is here to talk with me about how to set up a homeschool program that gives your student the freedom to pursue excellence. Now, that's kind of what we're going to talk about. We're going to dig into that. What does that mean? What does pursuing excellence mean? But first, before we get into it, I want to introduce our guest. Our guest today is a leading expert in the growing world of learning without walls. This is Jessica Parnell, CEO of Edovate Learning Corporation. And Jessica is a published author. She's a professional speaker and a former homeschool mom alumni whose passion for children and education drove her to create and provide personalized education for students at all levels. And Jessica specializes in e-learning solutions, home education, advanced education, and help for learning disabilities, and is always looking to innovate in the homeschool space. So Jessica, definitely very talented. We are so glad that you could join us today.
I am very glad to be here, Jamie. As you mentioned, homeschooling is my passion, and I look forward to speaking with your listeners.
Oh, great. So let's dig into our topic today. I know it's really quite the challenge to help enable our student to pursue their excellence, as we mentioned in the theme for today. I know if you've been around the homeschool block a decade or so, you get to know what this is. So would you help us understand this a little bit better? Help us define what their excellence means.
Sure. So when we talk about students pursuing their personal excellence, we're really talking about those qualities that our kids are born with that begin to emerge, their passions, their specific skills and abilities. And when we start to nurture those and give our students the freedom to really build on those, you start to see them become more confident. Mm-hmm. You see them become more passionate about learning in general. And you're giving them an opportunity to pursue that excellence at an age that when it won't be squashed, right? As home educators, one of our greatest benefits is that our kids are not heading off to school where their ingenuity, their abilities, their passions are often squashed. And they sometimes completely miss that excellence because they're busy doing what is required of them in a school.
I love that.
So home education allows us to nurture that and help them pursue it.
Absolutely. And I think that idea that you've explained a little bit more about really ties in with their uniqueness and just allowing them to be who they are. And you really hit it on the head. I feel like a lot of times that we try to fit our students into this box and they lose their uniqueness and they lose that ability to pursue, like you said, their own excellence. So that's lovely. I appreciate that. How can we bring that, now that we understand what you mean, how can we bring this into our homeschool planning and really make it practical in our day-to-day as parents, moms, and dads?
Sure. That's a great question. And I think many times as especially new homeschoolers, we jump into it thinking, okay, I've bought my curriculum. We need to do every page. We need to stick to it. We need to make sure we're working in that curriculum every single day. And we become a slave to our curriculum. And that's I actually have an article on the 10 biggest mistakes homeschoolers make. And I think that's the number one mistake, because we know that that curriculum, that learning is essential, but most essential is helping to grow our kids into who they were designed to be. And so the first step is to don't be a slave to your curriculum. Instead, follow your kids' passion. So I have a story I can share. My children were studying, it was fourth grade for my oldest. We were studying medieval history, and they were fascinated by the dungeons and the knights. And so we actually stopped everything in history, and we spent almost a month just digging into what is chivalry, what is courtly love, what was it like for the peasants, what was it like for the knights, and the kids still, my kids are now all grown, remember that as one of their favorite times, when we just abandoned history, not everything, but and just dug into history in that way. And it's actually interesting, if I can add to that, in that my oldest, who was the one most fascinated by the dungeons and how did they get in there and how did they get back out of there, which in many cases they didn't, is the individual who ended up pursuing law. So even then, she was already thinking about the legal system and not realizing that it was a passion for her.
Right. So what you just said really kind of hits the nutshell of it. This is pursuing their excellence, which is also their underlying passion. And I feel like that is one of the most beautiful things about homeschooling, and the freedom that it affords us is to create, or not really create, but to supply all the tools and the elements necessary to grow these children who are able to pursue their excellence, pursue their passions, and become what they were meant to be. I think that is just, it makes me so excited. I get chill bumps when I think about it. I just love the fact that we can give that gift to our children.
And that's a great way to put it. It is truly a gift to them, because as I mentioned so often, they don't even know it exists, because in a school framework, they don't have the chance to pursue that. So that's another practical step, is really getting with your kids and seeing their gifts and abilities. I have, like I said, the oldest, I call her my debater. She was good at it from birth and again, went into law. She's an attorney now. But she always had this ability to analyze things from a different view and to stand firm on her view. And my second daughter has this creative genius that we saw very young. And it was just the creative thinking, the creative way to make connections. She is a phenomenal artist. I don't know that I would have discovered that, because I am not an artist. And so my activities for the kids might have been crafty now and then, but not artistic. But my mom saw it in her. And there was another opportunity for her to pursue her excellence, because my mom saw it, who was an artist herself, and she would pick her up every week and take her to art classes with her, with adults, and help her to nurture that gift. Because she had the ability to do that during the day, she was pursuing art at a higher level than she would have in a younger classroom. And then my youngest is a business-oriented kid, and she's not pursuing business yet. She just graduated last year. Right now, she's thinking about going on to vet school. But in her current role, she's the one writing up processes, writing up procedures, trying to talk to the managers about things. I think in the end, she'll end up in some form of leadership role. But those were things we saw early. She would engage in conversations with us as business owners more than any of the others, and would put insight and ideas out there. And so we were able to encourage her by nurturing that, by giving her some opportunities to do some entrepreneurship as a young child. And she's continued to kind of have that mindset.
Wow, that's exciting. We did a similar type thing with our kids as well. We had, you know, we have six, so there's a wide variety going on, but I won't hit on all of them, but very similar. You just, you kind of watch them in that day to day, you see those gifts or passions sort of rise to the surface with the things that they enjoy doing or choose to do. And then I think we just, as parents, we can start feeding that gift. Yes. With whatever opportunities arise. Like you said, your mother was able to take her to art class. I think that's wonderful. We did similar. Our son, from the time he could sit up and crawl, loved anything with wheels. And so when he was very young, we let him have an apprenticeship with a man in our church that had a body shop. And so he was able to kind of get in there and get the feel for things. He ended up going to school, and now he's a diesel technician for a large chain. But, you know, just little things like that, it might start tiny and small, but we can feed those passions and we can encourage them and help them blossom. All right, Jessica. So we want to hear more about how, I know you are with Bridgeway. Can you explain to us how Bridgeway can help us do this in our children's lives? How can it be a partner with us?
Sure. Well, I'll start with a story again, because I love stories. So one of my favorite students, well, not favorite students, but favorite stories, was a student who came to us after ninth grade. He had been very popular in middle school. He was on the football team. He went on to high school. And his parents were seeing some behaviors in him that had them concerned. He was more interested in his friends than academics, so he was failing after his first semester of ninth grade. So they pulled him out and they put him, enrolled him into Bridgeway Academy. And what we realized, so we start first by doing a complete assessment of that child's learning style, personality style, and also their academic level. So we found, you know, how does this student learn best? He was a very strong visual learner, which means he thinks globally. He's generally, that means they're very creative, right? They think big picture. I don't remember his personality style any longer, but his academic level was actually good. So the fact that he was failing was an indication that this was more a social thing, right? So we got him set up in his curriculum. We said, we're going to give you an art class because we see this visual thinking, right? We want to make sure we're nurturing that. He discovered, and here's another one, where he didn't have any idea that he had artistic ability. And he started diving into art and loving it. And he ended up graduating a year early and going for his, quote, senior year to Marist College in Italy, the youngest student to ever attend for art. And he ended up being the youngest individual ever to have his own art show, because he was able to uncover that gifted. This. And that's why I say so much that sometimes just the pressures of school, the boxes, and that doesn't happen in every school situation, right? But the boxes they're put in, the pressures, the social, kids miss who they were designed to be. And if they are a struggling academically, to them, success means passing a class. It doesn't mean pursuing your excellence. And so a student who may not be gifted academically, but might be so brilliant in another area, can often become discouraged, lose confidence, and that is lasting. And so our passion is to help them find that excellence early and nurture it and help parents feed it, so that that confidence in themselves is long lasting rather than them feeling discouraged by the little things of failure, quote unquote, in academics, which is also an opportunity to learn. But the pressures of the system make them see themselves as less than as a result. So that's how we start. We start by getting to know them. We start by looking at curriculum that fits them. So Bridgeway Academy has one line of curriculum for K through eight that we write ourselves. But for the most part, we work with most of the publishers your families know and love so that we can fit the right fit to that student. So if they are a highly visual learner, we're going to give them a visual global picture math and ELA that's going to feed that creativity versus one size fits all curriculum. And that's where we truly customize, is that ability to piece those things together for them.
So does Bridgeway Academy then, when you enroll, does it work like enrolling in a typical brick and mortar school? I mean, do they get like report cards and transcripts and things like that? Or is it a little bit more of a hybrid homeschool school kind of thing?
Yes, when they enroll with Bridgeway Academy, it is similar to a school in that they have report cards and transcripts. If they choose live classes, we provide the teachers that grade for them as well. And our advisors, they get a one-to-one advisor that supports both the student and the parent all year. So they end up with that same sort of feel with report card and transcript. But we also work with parents to create their own courses. So, for example, with your son who went to apprentice, that would have landed on his transcript as a credit so that he was getting the validation for what he was doing and understanding that this is a valuable learning experience. It's recognized and therefore falls under our accreditation umbrella as well. And that gives that student something they can take with them if for some reason you have to put them back in school, or if they're going into a college or university that requires that accreditation, you have that peace of mind.
Okay, that's very interesting. And so I really liked what you said about how you work with parents to create their own courses. So there's that more hands-on element that can translate. I know we have a lot of unschoolers these days. And so they're all about taking those experiences like an apprenticeship and translating those into courses. So can you tell us a little bit more about how that looks or how we can use that aspect, Bridgeway?
Sure. So someone who wants to do that, we have a simple form that's just a, I think it's called the It's not called the course evaluation form, but it's course approval form. And they just fill that out with, this is the experience that my student's going to have. And whether that's an apprenticeship, whether it's pursuing art classes at a local art museum, whether it's coaching, serving as an assistant coach for leadership skills, they can lay that out for us. And then we work with the students through the year to make certain that they're able to keep with that experience, they're able to speak to that experience and then apply it. So one of my favorite examples of this is we had a student who really was interested in elderly care. So he pursued a course for his science course. He went into a local rehabilitation center and served as a volunteer. And while he was there, he was making these observations about people with dementia. And he had some interesting insights. So his first quarter, he wrote us a little paragraph on, here's what I'm seeing, this is what's interesting, and they were pretty interesting insights. So I encouraged him, at the time I was one of the advisors, I encouraged him, take that further, keep looking into it, let's see if we can create a research kind of project around this. And so he ended up put a framework together for the place where he was working, where he's volunteering, said, here's what I want to observe. They approved it. He ended up writing a paper at the end that was published in a health journal. And as a result, had multiple colleges recruiting him. And he landed in an Ivy League. And that was at the time, this was years ago, they could give him little spiffs. And he ended up, the school he chose ended up giving him, funding his apartment, a car, and a full ride because he had taken this initiative and really had some interesting insights into what he was seeing in those patients.
Yes, absolutely. Wow, this is really cool because, so many parents are just looking for this aspect, but yet at the same time are very interested in the accreditation or the, you know, having that more formal documentation. So I like how this kind of bridges that gap. Yeah. Also ties in with your name a little bit there.
That's right. There you go.
Well, tell us how we can find more information about Bridgeway. And of course, I will include it all in our show notes, but just let our listeners know how they can discover some more information on their own.
Sure. Just come visit our website, bridgewayacademy.com, and you can explore the different options there. You can look both in our programs as well as under independent homeschoolers. You can see individual classes and courses you can purchase as well if you're not looking for a full-fledged academy experience. So, and then also, as you mentioned, for those students that are, or parents that are looking for that sort of higher level accreditation or higher level courses, we also have a full dual enrollment program where students can actually earn now all the way up to their bachelor's degree while they're in high school. So they can just be sure to check out our College Now program if that's interesting to you. One of the other things you mentioned was unschoolers. I think at heart, I'm probably a bit of an unschooler because I love kind of going off the page as a home educator. And we created another site called elefango.com. It's one of Bridgeway's products. It's elephant without the T with a G-O, Elefango. And it's a perfect place for unschoolers because it's designed for kids to be curious and to pursue what they want to pursue without the framework of a textbook or course. So it's another great option to look at.
Super. Well, great. We'll put that in the show notes as well. Well, we appreciate you joining us today, Jessica. I've learned a lot of different things and we've had a great conversation, which I think will be very helpful to our listeners. So thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jamie. Glad to be here.
Thank you. And special thanks to our listeners as well. We will have all of this great information documented and how you can find out more about Bridgeway Academy and Elefango in our show notes. So be sure to check that out. Until next time, here's to homeschooling and loving it.